Everyone, it's 8:30. Time to start a special meeting of the Kirkwood City Council. If everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Here.
Councilmember Litzo.
Here.
Councilmember Sears.
Here.
Councilmember Ward.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Here.
Councilmember Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Edmond.
Here.
Great. We will immediately go down to the public comments portion of the meeting.
Public comments, 3-minute limit per person. The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The Mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed.
Do we have any cards this morning?
No, Your Honor.
All right.
Art wants to
Art
say
wants
something.
To say
Let's go for it.
name and address, please. No.
Yeah.
We have no consent agenda. We have no consent agenda items, no old business. We move to new business, resolution 141-2017.
Great. Mayor and Council, this is a resolution authorizing the offering for sale of certificates of participation, City of Kirkwood, Missouri, Lessee, Series 2017.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions or comments? Is that a yes or a?
Maybe.
The sigh.
For the record, we Maybe. Might. Say a little bit of what's going on with this whole thing.
Russ, why don't can you just give maybe the brief, so it's on the record, the brief summary
Absolutely.
Which you gave before?
Absolutely. City Council has a resolution before it this morning to consider moving forward with the issuance of certificates of participation, which are a type of private activity bond. These private activity bonds are under scrutiny for tax exemption now in the Congress of the United States of America. There is a proposed bill that would actually cause them bonds issued after December 31st, 2017 to be taxable. Therefore, the City Council is considering moving forward with a rating on proposed bonds for $24.5 million for the purpose of the Performing Arts Center and the Community Center for funding those projects.
And what we're considering today is a resolution authorizing WM Strategies to go out for bids.
Which is the beginning of that process.
Correct.
That is correct.
And the risk today basically is that the cost to go to Moody's is could be up to $35,000. And so basically what we're saying right now is let's authorize them to solicit proposals from underwriting firms, and which in turn allows to go to Moody's for rating of the bonds, which could cost us up to $35,000.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions or comments now?
Just That's one fine. Quick question, just for the record. The $35,000, what fund would that come from, just in case someone asks us?
It's going to be paid by the bonds,
sure.
So it probably our general fund at this moment.
Okay.
This
All right, thank
I
you.
I would expect.
All right. That's what I guess. Thank
Non-budgeted,
you.
Non-budgeted, we'll
exactly.
get that worked out.
Just come from the general fund. Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Obviously, December 7th, we'll have much more. I mean, much more to deal with on this. So.
And I actually to clarify that, you don't pay that until the closing. We would only have to touch the general fund for that if we did not close on the bonds. They're paid with the proceeds It is paid with the proceeds of the bonds at closing. It's just a closing cost.
Makes sense. Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
All right. Resolution passes. City Council reports. Anything to report? I have one item, and I really am, and I'm serious. I risk bringing this up because of time frame. I know I'm on a time crunch and others.
Does it have to do with trees?
No.
Oh.
No. I meant to do it downstairs. I did, so I'm going to bring it up. And if there's a short discussion, if it's going to be a long discussion, I'm going to cut it off, and we'll put it back later. On the Performing Arts Center design, I mean, obviously there's been, since the charrettes, there's been some questions about that, you know. And so I thought about this, and I talked to Russ about it the other day. I think to start the process of maybe looking at either changes to the design, try to get something more Kirkwood-ish into it, what I would like to do is have a group of Kirkwood architects in Anselmo meet, just maybe five of them in a room to just kind of talk about it. I'm thinking of inviting, you know, Laura Babler, Don Husband, who's been involved in City Hall and train station renovation, and there's several from ARB who have Mike Chiodini, Mark Campbell, Rob Forney, just to let them get together once, no council, no staff, and just start talking about it. And I just wanted to, I want us to start on that process, and I think that would be a good first step. And I just wanted to make, you know, see if council had any objection to doing that. Russ and I talked in our meeting the other day, and Russ, you were in agreement. I mean, correct?
That's certainly a fine approach to at least let Anselmo understand what some of the concerns are.
Yeah. So, again, that's step one. Does anybody have any real issues or problem with that?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea. I would also, for myself, I'll just speak for me, and maybe encourage everyone to sort of think about what do we want that building to say, so that it comes from our hearts as well.
My thought process on this, Maggie, was to, if nothing else, initially let the architects who talk
Absolutely.
The language in with Don and the guys from the people from ARB, they kind of get the Kirkwood sense. I think that would be a good start. I don't think that's the last step, but I think it's a good first step.
So. Absolutely, because I mean, I've been tossing this around in my head for a couple of weeks now, and so it's, if we can all sort of toss it, I would imagine everyone is as well, of what does Kirkwood-ish mean?
Okay, well then, we'll go ahead and move forward with that.
Absolutely.
And go from there. Any other council comments? All right. Seeing none, Chief Administrative Officer report?
I don't have any at this time, Mayor.
The attorney report? City Clerk report?
Nothing, Your Honor.
All right. With that, our next meeting will be Thursday, a week from tonight, 7 p.m., November 16th. This meeting is adjourned.